Next witness, if you please, Mr. Chairman, will be Mr. William Mandel. Please come forward. Remain standing while the chairman administers an oath.
Please raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that the testimony about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Kindly identify yourself by name, residence, and occupation.
My name is William Mandel. I live at 233 Lake Drive, Berkeley. By occupation, I am a translator of scientific material, a lecturer, a leader of travel tours, an author, radio and television commentator, and have been a newspaper man at various times until committees such as this made it difficult for me to continue in some of these fields.
Say, not facetiously, but in earnest appraisal, you're certainly engaged in a number of activities here. You're appearing today in response to a subpoena which is served upon you by this committee?
I do.
And you're represented by counsel?
I am. To the degree that a counsel not able to speak for me can represent me. By the way, if the television men want some music, put those lights on.
I think he was suggesting them first.
They can put them on if they want something to show their audiences. Fine. You might miss something.
I understand you want the lights on.
I want the lights on, precisely. I want the fullest glare of publicity in this committee's activity.
Where and when were you born, please, sir?
I was born in New York City on June 4th, 1917.
Give us a word about your education.
Yes, sir. I was educated in the public schools, junior high schools, and high schools in New York City. I had one semester in biochemistry at the age of 14 at the University of Moscow, USSR. I specify my age so no nonsense about the Lenin School can be asked of me. I then had 1 year at City College in New York. I was expelled for opposition to military training in 1933 at age 16. In 1947, the Hoover Institute at Stanford University engaged me as a fellow at postdoctoral stipend on the basis of two books I had written for the specific purpose of compiling an encyclopedia of the USSR. This is my education.
Are you now, or have you ever been, a member of the Communist Party?
Sir, I am 42 years of age and have never had to face a jury as defendant or grand jury as witness in my life. My research and writing have been so public that two committees similar to this one, the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee and the McCarthy Committee, subpoenaed me as far back as 8 and 7 years ago, respectively, for having written a book titled The Soviet Far East and Central Asia. No indictment resulted from those hearings either, or from my continued public speaking or writing since that date. Clearly, therefore, I have committed no crime under any of the laws of this country and am not engaged in subversion. Consequently, I refuse to testify on the grounds that as a radio and TV public affairs broadcaster active in those capacities today, the subpoena issued to me interferes with the rights of my stations to schedule informational programs on their merits, and is thus a direct violation of the First Amendment guarantee of freedom of speech and of the people's right to hear. Further, as a scholar with a 20-year record of research in public writing and lecturing in my chosen field, the study of the Soviet Union, a field admitted by all to be one in which this country is in vital need of knowledge, I refuse to testify on the grounds that the subpoena is a violation of freedom of inquiry, which can only be expressed through the free speech and free press guaranteed in the First Amendment to the academic community as to all others. Lastly, I certainly shall not answer questions representing allegations against me made by persons not present and not identified, whom I cannot confront and whom my lawyer cannot cross-examine as to their truthfulness. To rest my case solely on the First Amendment would, as 36 cases now in the courts show, condemn me to years of court action at enormous cost. It would cost me my home and impoverish my family for a very long time to come, which, of course, is what this committee desires. Therefore, I also refuse to testify under my right not to be a witness against myself, a right originated to protect the innocent. The guilty can be convicted by the testimony of others if there is any real evidence to present.
Do you honestly apprehend, sir, that if you told this committee truthfully while you're under oath whether or not you are now this instant or ever have been a member of the Communist Party, you would be supplying information which might be used against you in a criminal proceeding?
Honorable beaters of children and sadists uniformed and in plain clothes, distinguished Dixiecrat wearing the clothing of a gentleman, eminent Republican who opposes an accommodation with the one country with which we must live at peace in order for us all and our children to survive. My boy of 15 left this room a few minutes ago in sound health and not jailed solely because I asked him to be in here to learn something about the procedures of the United States government and one of its committees. Had he been outside where the son of a friend of mine had his head split by these goons operating under your orders, my boy today might have paid the penalty of permanent injury or a police record for desiring to come here and hear how this committee operates. If you think that I am going to cooperate with this collection of Judases, of men who sit there in violation of the United States Constitution, if you think I will cooperate with you in any way, you are insane.